My camera is bigger than your phone, Chris.
Thank you for calling Crafts of Video Membership. This is Shakivia speaking. May I have your last name and your zip code?
Anderson 01507. You might as well get another piece. You left it in there, I think.
All right, and what's your zip code? I'm sorry, the email address that's on the account.
I believe it would be rmanderson2@mindspring.com.
And you said it was R, M as in Mary?
Uh-huh.
Anderson?
You're right. 2.
At MySpring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is that what you're showing? Because I've detected some problems with my account. And the way that I found out is that I changed my email address. And yesterday, last night, I went on to update my email address in Craftsy, and now my new address is ruthanderson216@gmail.com. So I don't know if you're looking at that address, but I don't know if you want me to give you more information right now.
Okay, you said it was Ruth Anderson.
216.
21@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you just then.
You said it was ruthanderson21@gmail.com.
216@gmail.com. 216.
Yes, ma'am, that's the email address that we have on file for you.
That is the address?
Yes.
Okay. So, anyway, last night when I was trying to, this is the third call I've made to you today, and I was just talking to some man who, I don't know if he put me on hold or if he just took another call or whatever, but it was like, I waited, I mean, he just stopped talking and it was like gone. I had to call back a third time. So I'm kind of frustrated. I'm trying to be nice. So anyway, today I knew that I was having trouble with the information saving in my, when I went in to change my profile, my email address. When I went in there, the profile that was showing was my old address in Florida. So I changed my street address and I changed my email address, and so I looked today and it had not saved. It was it reverted to the old address and email. So then I checked my membership. I have an annual membership. On September 2nd I paid $84.99 for the annual membership. And it's saying I don't have a membership either. So I have no idea what's going on with it. I don't know when it kicked me out of having a membership. I don't know what's going on. But the first person I spoke to earlier today, that was after I waited for an hour on hold, she said she corrected it, but it will not correct. I cannot, when I log in, it goes right back to all the old information. Showing no membership.
So, Jacob, hang up. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right. Stop playing with the phones for a minute, please. If we get disconnected, I'm probably going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, so when I talked to the girl earlier, the first person I spoke with, she changed everything. She said it's fine. She said that it was showing a membership and everything. So, but I still was not able to locate it on my computer. It's coming up with the old information. So I called back and I talked to a gentleman, and he told me that I have no membership. The address was Florida. So it was all back to the old information. I don't know if you're having problems with this with other people, but this is driving me crazy. I mean, I feel like I paid 80. I looked it up, when I was talking to him, and it was on September 2nd. My $84.99 came out of my checking account, and it's clearly saying it went to Craftsy. So I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what to do, because I've cleared the cookies on my computer. I've shut it down. I don't know what's going on. So did you tell me, is it showing a Florida address when you look at it?
It's showing 31 Bay Path Road, Charlton.
Yep, Mass.
Maryland.
Okay, so that's correct. And is it showing... is it showing Ruth Anderson 216 for the email?
Yes.
And is it showing that I have a membership?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you're not able to log into your account?
I can log in, but it's only bringing me back to all the old information. I don't
mind if I get your password and log into your account for you and see what's actually going on.
Okay. Let me just, because I save it, let me see here. I mean, I don't know if it's because my old email was my login, my user, you know what I'm saying, my username. Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
So, okay, Craftsy. So it would, the username would be rmanderson2@mindspring.com. I can spell it for you if you'd like.
No, ma'am, I have to use the email address that you provided for me, the ruthanderson216@gmail.com, to log into your Craftsy account.
But that's not, that's, oh, okay. See, you know what? All right. So now this is making sense to me, because I said,
yes, ma'am,
last night when I spoke to the person, I said, now when I log in, will my username change? And she said, no, just leave it the same way. So now I'm thinking that I have to log in with my new, oh my gosh. But see, I don't even,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I don't think I even have a password then. Would the password stay the same? Okay. This is like way too complicated for me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. If you updated the information and it's not allowing you to log in with your old email address, it's updated.
Yep. Okay. So what I'm doing now, I put in my new address, RuthAnderson216@gmail.com, and I'm going to say I forgot my password.
Okay, so you want me to provide you with a temporary password?
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay, just give me one second, okay?
Okay, thank you. Whoops, hold on a minute here. Let's see. Okay. that's probably what's going on. What are you eating? Do you have a cracker? The grimacy. Okay, good girl. Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to. No. You really want to sit there? Okay, that's. Okay, look, I know, Jake, I put everything back. Oh, stop. Please, don't let her keep screaming. I'm almost done. Look at Ella. What's blue on there? I hope so. It'll be a good girl.
Okay, what was the other email address? Let me see.
The old one was RM Anderson 2. Oh my gosh, I knew I was on the. I waited, I just been spending too much time on the phone. Jake, just go play with her for a minute, okay, please?
RM Anderson 2 at MySpring.
Yeah.
And that's MWire, MIN. Indeed.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so mind MIND STRING. So I guess what happens when you change your email address, it must really mess up your whole account.
No, ma'am, it doesn't. Just give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one pulled up Sun City Center, Florida.
Right.
And this one is the one expired.
I guess so. I mean, it didn't expire. Mm-hmm. I just changed my email. All I did, you know what? I don't know if it expired or not. I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am, because it was the free 45-day membership.
No,
so.
I paid $85.
Right, that was for a new account.
It was for a new account, but it was.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I was still using that same account. I was using nothing. As far as I'm concerned, nothing changed. Nothing should have changed except last night when I changed my email address. I mean, I don't know why the information was still stuck at the Florida address. I don't know. Maybe it was all in there before, but my point is, in September, I paid $84.99 on that account.
Right, and they opened a new account for you because that one was expired.
But I don't know where the new, so where is the new account?
It's the one with the Ruth Anderson 216 gmail.com.
But I just changed that last night. They didn't open a new account when I paid the money in September. I don't.
Yes,
think,
ma'am. It was open in September.
Well,
with that email address.
At what email address?
RuthAnderson216 at gmail.com?
No, it can't be. I just started that email account last night, 9:30 last night. So maybe they're pulling my old information from September, but that account, this, I mean, it's like, I haven't checked. I've been going on Craftsy, and I've been able to get into the different, different videos and everything that you would normally have to pay for. So I was assuming everything was fine with it. I didn't check to see if it had expired, if they're saying I didn't have an account. All I know is I was able to use it. And then the only thing that changed, as far as I'm concerned, is last night I simply went to change my email address and all this went crazy. So it could be, I don't get it. So all, I can't try to figure out what happened, but all I need to know is that I still have an account paid until next September and with the correct information in there. That's all I really care about that I can actually get into.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you have a temporary password?
Yes.
Okay. This is so frustrating. I feel like, it's like a some kind of like lost in a black hole or something.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm going to cancel this password on here. Good. Should I be doing something?
I provided you with your
Oh, you sent me an email? Okay. I thought you were going to tell me what it was. So you're saying that
I can tell you what it is.
Well, let me just I didn't know you sent it in an email. I don't see it anyway. I don't know if
I can tell you
Okay, go ahead, tell me what it is.
Okay, it's gonna be your first name, which is with the capital R, so it's going to be capital R, and then UTH, mm-hmm. and then 1, 2, 3.
Okay. All right. Oh, my gosh. If I log in here and it's got all the right information, okay, it's saying it's not invalid username or incorrect password.
Okay, so if you just and you just updated that information last night,
it's not there. It's like gone. I'm gonna go into my old account. I know the password and everything. So, oh gosh, now that's saying it's not, no, my goodness. If now it won't let me in at all. This is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
What is it? What's the message that it's giving you?
When I put in my old address, my old email address, which is the one I've been using that lets me log in without, but it doesn't have the, any, it, I can log in and it's got all the wrong information telling me I have no account. So,
okay, if you just updated that information, it will take about 2 to 3 business days for it to update fully so that you can use it to log in.
I feel like I'm just going to scream. No, it says error, invalid username, or incorrect password. And that's the old one that I had before. That's the one
which is the
log in for, and now it won't let me log in with that or the other one. The new or old address won't let me.
Okay.
And I'm really frustrated because I want to have something showing me that my $85 is still there.
I mean, yes, ma'am. I'm looking at that account. Your account is still active.
It's what?
Your account is still active.
Okay. You said, when you told me the password, you said Ruth123, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a capital R?
With a capital R.
Okay, I'm going to try this. And after this, I just feel like I'm going to give up. Capital R, 123. No. We're sorry, but this IP range has been blocked due to too many recent failed login attempts. Okay, so now...
Okay, so what you're going to have to do is exit out of their web browser, and then you have to wait at least 1 to 2 hours.
And what do I do after 1 or 2 hours? I don't know how many times I'm going to have to call back or how to get this resolved.
I reset like your password for it.
I know, but that's what I was trying. I tried it. That's what I was trying when it would just, now it's saying it's the wrong one.
Yes, ma'am. You actually updating that information, it's probably in the system to be switched out, and it see that you're trying to log in as well.
This is unbelievable. I'll try again in an hour or two, and I know what's going to happen. It's going to be either I'm not going to be able to log in, or I'm going to, it'll still say I don't have a membership or something because it's what I've been doing. I've literally spent 2 hours on the phone today trying to get it straightened out. I don't know what you do. I don't know how to fix it, but I feel like right now all I want is a refund, and then I will think about if I want to try doing another whole membership at some point. I mean, this is so frustrating. I just don't have the time to be on the phone all, you know, spending a whole day doing this. And I love crafty, but I feel like it's crazy.
Well, yes, ma'am, I definitely understand. And with that, you know, if your information on yesterday or last night is probably still in, it's probably in the system getting switched. The reason why you don't have access to log in as of yet.
But why, you know, it's like, why don't people tell you that? You know, why didn't somebody tell me, the first person, why didn't she tell me you've got to use your new email address for the login when I asked her? I said, you know, my old email address is for the username, and should I change that as well? And she just said no or didn't answer or something. It was like not even a concern. It's like maybe she didn't know, but very frustrating. I'm just so frustrated. And I'm trying not to make it sound like I'm taking it out on you. But somehow, somebody's got to get it straightened out. I've done everything I can on my end. Is there somebody else that I can talk to? I mean, I feel like...
Sure, hold one moment.
Thank you.